I'd like to introduce Vincent Weaver with Internet Security Leader Symantec. Welcome, Vincent.
Thank you very much.
Vincent, what is your role at Symantec?
My role is as Senior Director of Symantec Security Response. This is an organization which is dedicated towards research, analysis, and providing security protection for enterprise and consumer customers for the latest types of internet security threats.
Vincent, I understand that you're here today to provide insights on internet security issues and trends from 2005 and what effect they have upon companies.
Absolutely. We want to talk about the latest changes in the threat landscape, how we're evolving from some of the type of blended threats, mass mailing type of attacks we've seen over the last couple of years, to the type of threats we see today, which is very much driven for the for-profit motivation, the invasion of privacy, loss of confidentiality, types of attacks which can impact the brand reputation and image of the enterprise customers, both large as well as small businesses.
What role do wireless devices play in protecting these assets?
Well, I think wireless devices are a good example of the type of changing nature of the endpoint. Over the last couple of years, we've seen many companies struggle to try and ensure protection on laptops. And now we're going in towards smart devices, small devices which are easily carried in and around, which are containing very important personal information on these devices. As we look at the type of threats we see out there in the smart devices space for the Symbian OS, for the Microsoft mobile devices, as well as for the Palm OS type devices, we're seeing a growth in the types of malicious threats that we've seen previously on the Windows devices. Now, while these are small and are still proof of concept, it showed the types of attacks that we're likely to see into the future. Some of the mass mailing network infectors, viruses which are trying to become data destructive, viruses which are trying to steal personal information. And of course, these types of threats are not simply coming across through traditional carrier networks, but they're also going through new infectors such as Bluetooth.
Vincent, can you tell me a little bit about some of the emerging platforms and technologies that companies should be aware of?
Some of the areas that we're tracking at the moment include wireless and mobile devices. We've seen over the last few years, we've seen an increase in the number of proof of concept viruses, trojans, and type of phishing fraud attacks on these newer smart devices. As an enterprise company, you're going to be concerned about where these devices are located. And of course, these devices today are not simply just doing cell phone coverage or connections, but they can also do Wi-Fi connection. In other words, you can have active internet connections. They can do web browsing as well as email. So you're going to want to know where they're connected onto your enterprise. You're going to want to know and make sure you've got security protection so they can't provide or leak out confidential information or becoming the source of infection. In some cases, we've seen in the past where many of these cell phones, which are synced up to desktop machines, actively become passive carriers of some of these viruses and, of course, reintroduce them back in, for example, an Outlook-based virus. So as we're looking out there, we're looking at endpoint security, we're looking at gateway security, and you're going to be looking to make sure that you're looking at many traditional attacks, mass mailers, network infectors, as well as you're going to be protecting against some of the more newer phishing-type attacks that we're seeing emerge in certain parts of the world.
Vincent, can you tell me some of the top best practices that IT administrators within institutions should be cognizant of today?
Well, I think that first and foremost is defense in depth type strategy. In other words, that every enterprise, be it small business or large enterprise, are going to be doing protection at the gateway as well as the desktop layers. They're going to have multiple layers of protection to make sure that, one, they're effectively filtering some of the traffic coming in, be it email or web traffic, and also making sure that their back-end desktops and servers are also protected. Secondly, they're going to be watching out for the newer type of threats coming in, making sure they're setting maintaining a security assessment as well as effective patch management into their infrastructure. This is especially important for any company who's got a lot of legacy or older systems out there. They've got to make sure that they're updating all of these systems to make sure they're effective patch level. A good example of that is the recent Zotop virus, which was targeted against a Windows 2000 plug-and-play vulnerability, and it was a significant impact on some companies that hadn't fully patched those systems. They obviously need to support effective patch management as well as password management on their systems. They will also make sure they've got firewall, IDS, intrusion prevention, and a number of other systems to make sure that they're fully protected on each of their endpoint solutions.
Any other best practices that you would recommend?
I think the enterprise customers are increasingly going back and looking at web security in addition to the traditional email security. So as we know, over the last couple of years, we've seen many, many virus mass mailers using email as their primary infection vector. Now, as we're looking at adware, spyware, and many other of the newer type of threats coming in, we're seeing web as being the primary delivery for some of these threats. So making sure they're doing effective content filtering, blocking in known bad sites, allowing in good sites, only allowing certain types of applications to run onto their web traffic is an important part of the overall strategy.